The night Lucy left her husband, he had flown into a rage.
Hurt me to see the pain across my mother's face.
It was over simple chores the kids were asked to do.
Put her in her place. He went to the kitchen, got a kitchen knife, and threatened to kill himself.
That wasn't the first time he had threatened himself or her. Lucy tells me for a long time she didn't realize she was a victim of domestic violence. To everyone, it was a cookie-cutter life.
We fit this perfect image of a perfect family. You know, two children, you know, two cars, house, all that.
Things were far from perfect. For 10 years, Lucy endured physical and mental abuse behind closed doors.
A lot of pushing, shoving, verbal abuse, several choking incidences, you know, always he's sorry and so forth. You don't want to share these things with your friends, family, anyone, nobody knew.
Lucy left the home and the marriage and took her two small children to Family Renewal Shelter in Tacoma.
We realized that there are a lot of domestic violence victims who are at extreme high risk of being injured or killed.
Shelter director Keith Galbraith.
We have, for the last 15 years, worked to help that particular group of folks get safe, get help, and to be able to eventually start new lives.
FRS offers everything from a room for the night to transitional housing. The shelter offers therapy animals for the children to help them feel safe and plenty of counseling.
There are people in the community that want to help, but the first thing that has to happen is that person who's a victim of that kind of violent crime needs to reach out for help.
It's been 4 years since Lucy needed that help. She's moved on with her life, and now she gives back to the shelter by volunteering her time to help other women.
You have to find your strength on behalf of your children, and it's not just your life, it's the life of your children, to give them an opportunity to see other than violence.
As we head into the holidays, she has one simple message.
And there's hope. There's definitely hope.
Marina Rockinger, Como News Radio.